Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Croppens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one.
I guess I just give credit for teeth because the smartest grifter we've ever seen on this show was one of the most vile people ever, and that's Brooks from Real Housewives of Orange County. He was just a disgusting character, a horrible human being, the cancer scammer. But there's always a part of me that's like, well, he wasn't the dumbest scammer because he walked away with teeth. And that, you know, that's going to help him for the rest of his life. You know, some people steal bags of money, some steal, you know, whatever. But this man was like, you know what? I want teeth.
Yeah. Now he can go on Love Island. Andy is like, TT from A, get it, said, Kelly and Shamia, the cleanliness of the rooms in Dallas was out of Cynthia's control. Why make such a huge deal and go so far to not gonna do it to prove your point? So then it's like, oh God, the rooms were filthy. And then Andy's like, but why did you go to dinner? It's like, we couldn't even shower. I'm like, there were other showers on the estate. Like, can we act also like functioning human beings? We've all been in situations where like, oh no, the shower's not working. Oh, this doesn't work. Can I come use your shower instead? Like, why was that off the table?
Yeah. Just being divas and trying to get a moment is why they did it. But of course, they'll never say that, you know? And never. So, and of course they were fine to come to dinner without a shower and being dressed when they saw that they weren't the center of drama. When they saw that there were fights and all this other stuff happening that was really that good, they ran right up to the dinner table and sat right down. So that was another fail. You tried for a scene and it just made you look stupid. The both of you.
Yeah, and there's also something so, I don't know. I think there's something so sad and like, not sad, but like, I would have thought it would have been cool if they just were like, I'm just wearing my airplane clothes, my jeans and a t-shirt. I mean, we weren't in a fancy restaurant. And I understand that the topic of getting dressed and looking your best and doing glam is actually a more complex topic than it appears on the surface. And so I'm respecting that. Like there's a whole thing about that. That's something that we've learned over the years. And so I don't want to just be like, whatever, just like show up, whatever. But I do think that there is actually extreme power in showing saying, I like the way, like I'm good enough, but I know I'm an outsider. I'm not in those shoes.
Well, she was in rags and hadn't, you know, had been out for a week and looked like crap. They were still wearing their glam and their outfits from the daytime
when
they
were shooting. Looks.
So, right. Yeah. They didn't have their nighttime looks. And all of that goes to shit anyway because Shamia went on camera. Shamia and Kelly both made a big scene, and Andy asked them, he's like, but why was it okay to sit by the pool if you didn't want to be on TV? And she's like, because we're on a TV show, you guys.
And that's the other thing, is they were still being filmed in their clothes down by the pool. So like, while I'm being respectful of like some of the more complicated and nuanced issues that go of glam and why it matters, you know, for certain people. But like, I'm just being respectful
for
that.
You're talking about culturally, which, and I understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that like in this case, I actually feel like it would have been great if they just said, you know what, fuck it, we're going to go up there, you know? But I think that they were just trying to have a moment down by the pool.
Yeah, and that kind of failed. And so she's going back and forth with Cynthia. And Cynthia's, you know, very Cynthia. Just like, well, but I'm talking. No, I'm talking, but I'm talking now. No, but I'm talking. It's just like, listen, I offered you. Yeah, she's like, I said, if you guys want to stay with me, you can stay in my room. She's like, well, that wasn't until after. And she's... Cynthia just stays so Cynthia through the whole thing, and Shamia is just not going to win it. But, you know, as Shamia keeps losing every fight, it's just getting worse and worse for her. She's more and more miserable, basically. And Cynthia's like, I called them to come clean and I thought they handled it. She's like, but it wasn't. And it wasn't handled. And that's it. I mean, day two, and it is still not handled. And she just looks kind of like a rich asshole, honestly.
She just honestly. And like Cynthia said, we all walked through and no one was like, ooh, wow. Or no one like pointed out how filthy it was. It was only once they got stuck there that suddenly it was so dirty. But regardless, they still cleaned it up and everything, you know. But ultimately, Cynthia's like, I apologize for the rooms being dirty. Like, Cynthia takes the high road. You can see she's like, this fucking Shamia, I can't with her anymore. So then, oh, hey, Shamia Borden-Waggy from Atlanta has a question. Cynthia, at what point did you decide you didn't like Shamia? This was your one question, Shamia. So Cynthia's like, first of all, there was no point that I decided I didn't like Shamia. I'm like, Cynthia, you're being very diplomatic now. It was all over your face all season how much you couldn't stand Shamia anymore. And you know what? I support you because Shamia was a spoiled brat with you. She really was. And my favorite parts of the season were Cynthia lying there just talking about, oh my God, the shot o'clock and the twerking and the dancing. Like, Shamia, Cynthia is just over Shamia.
Yeah. I wish sometimes Cynthia was just more honest and was like, did you just hear the last segment? Because we went on a trip. She did her best to ruin this trip and be an asshole for TV time. And she's an asshole. And she's still being an asshole about it. Like, what do you want from me? And who asked the question? Your one question is like, when did you stop liking me, Cynthia? Oh, shut up. Just shut up. I can't. So, then we get to a really sad part where I feel guilty, of course, because I'm like, shut up, Shamia. Then we get to the conversation about the surrogate, and the surrogate lost. I don't like saying it like that.
The
like blame the surrogate. I don't like it.
There was a miscarriage.
But there was a miscarriage. Yes.
They lost the baby. And it's really sad. You know, it's a nightmare. And I think everyone just really like, on the stage and at home, probably like was like, that was, that's just a real, real sad thing to learn about. So then they go on a break and we see Jarvis backstage complaining about Angela, and then Angela's with Charles, and Charles is, you know, saying, you know, females should never put a man's name in their mouth. If you're a real female, whatever that means. She's like, yeah, as much as she talked about you, it's just like, why does she want to talk about you so much?
And he's like, yeah, we'll see Shamia and the whole gang running around like Barry Sanders. She's like, you know what? Bye, Charles. Love you, but get out of here.
He cracks his joke and then like looks at the camera like, that was funny, right?
He's so just laughs right into the camera.
we're back. Okay, here's a fun thing. We're going to, by the way, did Shamia hug Cynthia at the end of that like when Cynthia said, I don't hate you? Was that when the hugging happened or was that later in the show?
I don't know.
Remember?
I didn't clock it.
Either it happened then or happened later, but Shamia got up and hugged Cynthia and then she went and gave like passive aggressive hugs down the line.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then
now we see Angela's segment about her daughter because she was getting a lot of blowback online. Like, you don't support your gay child. And she's like, give me a break. She came out when she was 12 and we went to get pride cookies.
And give me a break. Now I know what it takes. Lesbian.
Say it again.
Give me a break. Now I know what it takes. I wish I knew the rest of it. Give me a break. Now I know what it takes. Okay.
You say that, and you know that the only thing that pops into my head.
Give me a break. That's deserving. Trying to make it to the top.
That's literally what I'm singing.
Oh, it is? Give me a break.
Well, I was singing the second.
Trying to make it to the top.
I was singing the second, you know, they had one version. You're singing the original theme song, and I was singing the other version that they released afterwards, like later in the run, which was the less good version, but the one that stays in my head.
Oh, Mel Carter is in heaven right now, and she just said,
stop it.
Bing, bing.
Bing, bing. Love you now.
Yeah. Give me a break. Now I know what it takes. Give me a break.
There's only the OG to me. I'm sorry. I saw Nell Carter as Miss Hannigan in Annie. Wow. I'll never forget that.
Little girls. Little girls.
Today was Nell Carter's birthday. Imagine today's Mel. Could you imagine? I'm waiting for the day that we make a pop culture reference and then it turns out like it's that person's birthday. Although I think that actually happened to us with Dinah Manoff once, right? Because Dinah Manoff's birthday is the same as the Crappens' birthday, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
She's our celebrity mascot, just so you know.
Well, just so the point is, Portia, Angela supports her gay child. Okay. And so. Yeah, they talk about that a little bit. And she's like, you know, people don't understand how close I am with her wife. I mean, her wife was living in our home. And so for them to do this in secret, that was a big deal. And he's like, well, why do you want to talk about it to the children? She's like, well, the kids already know. She didn't express it this way. But after kind of it being discussed during the season and hearing how she's talking now, I think part of it's like, you're an adult and you need to be the one. Like, if you're going to run away and get married, you need to be an adult and talk to everybody about it. Whether you talk to kids or not, I mean, that's not up to me to decide. But I like that Andy was like, Portia, what do you think about it? Like, Portia's been gay for 5 minutes.
I know. They're like, stop that. I am here to announce that the celebrity birthdays of the day, among the many, but the ones that only matter for today, are Steve Guttenberg and Ann Archer.
Whoa.
There are others, but those are the ones
that's together. They were probably at a lot of the same parties at the very least, those two.
Yeah, well, they should at this point. There were others, but those are the only ones I feel like highlighting because that they match our brand a little bit more. Okay. But yes, it is crazy that that Andy just has like Portia be like the lesbian representative of the cast right now, which is, it's just funny that he asks that because like as a gay person, like that happens to us all the time. Like, Ben, you're a gay person. What are your thoughts on Greg Louganis? It's like, I don't know. It's like,
oh, really? I don't get that.
No.
No, most people just want to know about, like, you know, butt stuff.
Like, oh, Ronnie's gay. Who's on the bottom and who's on the top? You stick a wiener in the thing.
No one comes to me for like, hey, Ronnie, there's some shades of gray in this gays in the army issue. Well, what do you think? Do we keep them in or do we ship them out? Are gays too emotional for the army? Let's talk about it. Are they just going to be having sex all over the showers? I mean, it sounds like that would be an old discussion, but it's all new again.
Well, I'm shocked considering that we are a GLAAD recognized podcast that's been nominated for many media awards by our own gay community over the years. So many times.
That really is a little sticker in your claw or a stick in your claw.
No, I just think it's funny. It's like we're just this two gay guys hosting a podcast that the rest of the gay community is like, ew.
Yeah, like fuck off. I mean, look, I'm a Ross Dressler less an Old Navy gay.
That's the thing. I think it that's might be why. Me. No, I look like I'm wearing a t-shirt. I'm just wearing an H&M t-shirt. This is why we don't dress well enough to be honored by GLAAD or not honored but acknowledged.
Just the trash bag.
just a single.
We're just shooting for a GLAAD commercial at this point. Just one A. Just give us the one. That's we can't afford two bag. Vowels. Just give us the one A.
That's right.
So they talk about this for a little bit, and Cynthia says that, you know, she connected with Angela because she also has a gay child. And they talk about that a little bit. And now that was really good feeling stuff. Gay people, gay acceptance. All right, let's get back to Shamia being a train wreck. Okay, she's been called Shamina, Shamessi, Shalier, Sharumbum failed.
Shalala, kiss the girl. Yes.
You took my advice last reunion to vocalize your feelings, and wow, did you run with it? God. She's like, still going.
She's like, well, you know, he's like, did you expect to be in the center of so much conflict this year? Because, well, in the beginning, no, because I thought I was just going to win them over with the smooth sound of my voice. But that's when I realized you told me to be more vocal, not vocoder-y. So at first it was a little weird because I was like, how are you today? And then I realized, oh, vocal.
So he's like, how does it feel being the center of a lot of conflict? Basically, he's like, so Shamia, pretty much everybody hates you except the people you've given money to up here. How does that feel this year? And she's like, well, you know, I owned my shit from last year. Last year I was fighting with Drew and Angela, and I was wrong, guys. I mean, you've seen my YouTube video, right?
So she even did kind of mention the YouTube thing.
She's like, I mean, even on the YouTube video, I said, sorry. But then I came into this group and there was an alliance formed, and then they became the lapdog that they were calling me, because now they have an alliance against me. She's still trying this alliance. Why are they allowed to have an alliance? So Phaedra's like, who is they? And she's like, well, they were off fighting other people's battles. It's the they. They are.
The day. And he's like, well, Binky and Gay Michelle, you were vocal about the change in Shamia. How did it feel to see the change happen? And Binky's just saying, well, the Shamia that I know, you know, before I was in this group, she was bubbly. She had a big personality. Everyone wants to be around her. She's the life of the party. And then all of a sudden, it's like, now it's like, where are you? Like, snap out of it. What's going on? So I prayed that after this, whatever that cloud was, just evaporates. And Shamia goes, well,
she kind of points looking at the other couch. She's like, yeah, you're looking at the cloud. That's the cloud, referencing the other side of the couch. And Pinky's, Drew's like, wait, we're the cloud? And since they said, wait, so everybody overhears the cloud. What does that tell you?
We're the cloud. And Shamia's like, and that's the unfortunate thing. I started feeling like, damn, you know, I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't. And if I speak up about it, I'm wrong. If I don't speak up about it, I'm a pushover. I'm a lapdog, and I'm sweeping it under the rug. It's like, okay, cool. Marsha from Lost the OJ Case says, Shamia, you have beef with everyone on the cast. What responsibility do you have to take for this situation?
She's like, I owned it. And I do own it. Oh, when did that start? Which part? So Shamia, Drew's like, she's just looking at her, and she goes, what are you looking at, Drew? Are you okay over there? And she's like, I'm just listening to you. And she's like, well, you were giving me a look, so I'm going to tell you. She's like, no, I'm just listening to you. She's like, well, okay. Well, the situation with Drew last year, you know, I asked a question about you and Dennis, and then it was, you know, and then she said that I said, are you effing Dennis? And that's not how I said it, but there was no accountability, right? That was the first thing. That's how we kind of got, oh my God, we're gonna relitigate all of this again. Okay, just enough, just end the reunion, enough. It's Shamia talking about the same shit for over and over again. It feels like 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. So
let me out.
Yes. Oh, so they go back and forth about this. And Shamia's saying that she apologized, and there was the YouTube apology. And, you know, she's like, I said, I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry here. 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 I also feel like sometimes when, if you've had to say sorry multiple times and the other person still is like not accepting it or whatever, like maybe it could be that they want to keep something going, but like, sometimes you have to look at how you say your sorries, because I think if you give a proper apology, generally it should work and it should stick. And like, if you've had to say it multiple times and it's with multiple people that you tell your multiple apologies to and it's not working, that's a problem. And what doesn't help is when you say, I mean, how many times do I have to apologize? I mean, that's never going to work. So, but that's what she does here.
How many YouTubes do I have to make? A whole playlist?
And then she goes, and no one's apologized to me, but I've moved on. So Angela's like, true. Well, yeah, you haven't, because then you said I set my husband up in the off season. You started all this and that. And she's like, well, I said your receipts didn't land, and they didn't. Me and Phaedra, we're not even tight like that, but it didn't land.
Yeah, so now it's Shamia versus Angela because...
About the Hawks.
And Angela was dead-ass wrong, I think, in that argument with Shamia. That wasn't great. Well, which one, I guess? When Angela came in with a bunch of, did you fuck George and all of that stuff? Like, that was not great for Angela either. So now they're going back and forth about who's the liar. Like, who lies about each other? And Angela's... Andy asks, what's the biggest lie you told on camera that you thought nobody would catch? And she's like, well, they're not as big as the ones that you told. And Angela's like, me? What did I tell? She's like, oh, the Falcons, the Hawks? I'm still wanting you to give me those names. And she's like, well, I can't. She's like, but give me the name. She goes, you gave me a cease and desist. Why would I give you the name? You're saying, give me the names. And then the minute I give you the name, you're going to sue me. And she's like, no. And she goes, yes, you put $100,000 amount on the cease and desist. And now you're asking me what? So I have to give you $100,000? And she's like, no. The cease and desist says you can't talk about it unless you have proof.
It's like either say the names and prove it or shut up. And so then Andy's like, okay, well, great. So Drew, Why did you pretend Terry surprised you with a horse at Shamia's Halloween party? And they just all laugh. And she's like, what? Why are you saying that I pretended? Like, what? That's crazy. I don't know that man. He's like, well, then who exactly invited him? And so she says, Walter did. And Andy, like, is like, oh, Walter. And he immediately thinks it's Kenya's Walter. And they even show the original Walter on screen. And she's like, no, but it was her hair guy, Walter.
Yeah, it's like the glam guy. Messy ass Drew's glam.
So then Andy's just asking, like,
said it before, give them their own show. I can't believe that Andy didn't even know the name. Like, that's the name. He's one of the stars of the future spinoff that needs to happen, sir.
Yeah, exactly. So then Andy asks if Drew ever paid back the fine that Shamia had to pay. And Drew was like, well, I will definitely apologize that that happened. You know, I was very mortified, embarrassed, taken aback, flabbergasted, cringed out. I was heebity-jeebity'd. I was like, oh, I was even a touch, bling, bling, bling. But I just can't pay you.
Yeah, I don't think you should have to pay unless you brought the horse. Or the horse have to pay.
Well, Shamia was actually very happy with the horse should have to pay. Yes. Shamia was happy with the apology. She's like, look, I know what you're going through. I just want the apology. I don't want the money. So Andy's like, okay, so where do you see yourself fitting into this group? And Shamia's like, well, I tried to approach them as best as I could this season. I felt like it went downhill when it was implied that I was the one trying to create the division on this side of the couch. And there's no one on this side that said that I said anything about. I'm like, oh, come on, Shamia. I don't believe you didn't talk shit about everyone up there. Come on. Because you're all talking shit about each other. So don't act like you're the virtuous.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I wouldn't believe anybody on these shows who said that they didn't talk shit about each other. That's the whole point of the show. So Portia's saying, well, that's not true. And they go back and forth. And Portia's like, you know, there's a friend who Shamia's friends with. And she told me that she'd gone out with you and a friend. And she didn't specify Kelly because she knows we're on the show. But she said that you were talking about me. Well, who cares, Portia? I mean, duh. Of course she's talking about you. So then, you're talking about her, too.
So it's back and forth. And Shamia's like, I have evidence of something that proves that Portia was going to come for me no matter what, that I'm the good one, Portia's the bad one. So this is the evidence. Andy reads this paper. It's a text message. And he's like, this is a text message saying from Portia, it's going to be hard that you have to go against me to get on the show, but love you. So be your ass there. And then Portia's like, no, that was a reference to a party that Shamia had and she invited an ex of mine. And Shamia's like, well, I did say, and you said, I hope you get what you want. And Port's like, no, Andy, what I was trying to bring around was, like, back in the day, she started this whole thing of, like, talking about my back to the girls years ago, and I continued this season. And now they go back and forth about this.
Yeah, but so basically, this is not proof or receipts of shit. Shamia's like, oh, and now part three, I've got the receipts. And the receipt is you were causing drama and inviting somebody that you knew would piss Portia off to get attention on a TV show. We already knew that. What do you think you're proving here?
And Cynthia says,
me look better.
Cynthia says, you know, we've had conversations in the past, you know, that Portia wasn't a good friend. Like, you have talked about this. And like, also Portia says she heard about this happening back in the Nene and Sheree days, et cetera. And basically,
because is Shamia bringing a receipt from the time that Nene and Sheree were there?
I'm not even sure.
I don't know. So Cynthia's like, well, I can't speak for all of them, but we have had those conversations, Shamia. And Portia's like, about your own friend. And Shamia's like, you were not a friend.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now, guys, I don't know if you've heard, Portia and Shamia have been having problems. Let's have a whole other segment about it. So we get a montage of more Portia versus Shamia. And yeah. Andy's so sad about it. And have they even seen each other since production wrapped? Or is this the first time? And Shamia's like, this is the first time. And so Andy's like, well, Portia, why are you giving me the death stare? She's like, for Christ's sake, dude. How many times do we have to talk about this? It's 2 years of the same shit. Thank you. Thank you, Portia. She's like, how many times do I have to relive this? We're not friends.
And then I like that Andy goes from being like, to like, because we're talking a little bit about what happened this season. He like goes into the I'm the boss here. He's like, I have to ask how your mom's reacted to the situation. And she's like, I'm not speaking on my mom. And Jamia's like, well, I haven't shown my mom the episode, but I talked to her about it and she was saddened by it. Luckily, she was mainly drunk at the club. It was 1 a.m., so I don't think she remembers much of the conversation.
She was in a bikini business suit at the club at 12:30 a.m., not 2 a.m. How dare you?
So Andy's like, well, it was the first night in Scotland, everyone agreed not to involve the children. And it seems like bringing up Pilar the next night was the big trigger, you know? And so why bring her up?
But she said that I was telling people that I was hanging out with her daughter. Like, oh, my God, my head. And Andy and Cynthia's like, well, you did tell me that. She's like, well, but I wasn't saying it nasty. It's not the point. The point is that Dennis, first of all, was the messy one here, going and saying, oh, we can't hang out over here. Portia doesn't want you hanging around the kid anymore, so we can't have our kids playing together. That sucks. And then it got nasty. So they go over that, and Andy says, do the kids have a relationship? And Shamia's like, well, my daughter just saw them at this Toy Story thing. And Portia's like, do not talk about my daughter. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, but she saw them at Toy Story. Portia's like, do cordial. Not talk about my daughter. And she was cordial. Yeah. Stop talking about my daughter and stop talking about Buzz.
So, yeah, she's like, let's stop talking about the daughter. Let's not do this. And then she means, well, I was asked a question, but okay. And then he goes, well, as a viewer, you two were coexisting in the group. And Cynthia goes, yeah, all hell didn't break loose until we got to Scotland. And I thought they had a really good job of just like being cordial and respectful. And Andy's like, well, it seemed like Portia was advocating for you with the Angela accusation. Remember that? Remember she was being nice to you. And Shamia's like, no, because I took it that everyone was being quiet. Like they always are when something's involving me. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, chronic.
So again. Andy's
although,
like,
although Angela was wrong in that situation, but it's like, come on. So then
Victoria yeah, he says, from
Portia
Grayson.
Stood up for you.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, no, go ahead. He says that Portia stood up for her, but like Shamia just was like, no, she rejects it. Victoria from Grayson says, Portia and Shamia, you two have shared so many of the same friends for years. How are those friendships affected? So Portia says that it's like, oh, it's like it didn't even happen. You know, my friends act like, like whatever, like it's not something that we talk about. They just act like it doesn't happen. I'm like, that's because you're the famous one. And so they're not going to get on your bad side. But of course, to Shamia, she's like, yeah, I've gotten conversations with them, with friends that say that things have been said about me in the past I just wasn't privy to.
Okay. And Portia's like, well, that's funny because that sounds verbatim to what Cynthia always says. And, you know, I just, it's more of the same. I can't. So Portia's like, look, this season, I wasn't even closed off against Shamia. Like, I was coming in ready to see where it goes. And you don't think that I see that look in Shamia's eyes, the look of longing that she misses the friendship. But sorry, she brought up my mom and my kid. And that's it. It's over. That's the end. And Shamia's like, I agree. And, you know, she's right. I have great memories of Portia, but it's over. And I'll always remember the good times. And he's like, wow, well, I'm glad you're at least reflecting on whatever you're saying. I wasn't really. But hey, after commercial, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Shamia and Portia not being friends anymore. What shocker!
So, and Andy's like, well, let's hear the lessons that you're going to take away, Phaedra. And Phaedra's like, well, while we've had a lot of division, I think when we have moments of clarity, we move forward. I mean, I know some friendships are definitely fractured beyond repair, but, you know, God can fix anything. And that was like as generic an answer as possible. And by the way, when they've had division, we have moments of clarity, we can move forward. Literally, no. And then Drew is like, well,
please, I mean, just Bill Kelly. That's all I want from Phaedra. I don't want to hear this like, oh, it's so peaceful and God, you know, it's in God's hands now. Bring in somebody to serve her with a bill. That's what I want.
Yeah. By the way, I did like when Kay Michelle said, I think she was actually comforting Shamia earlier in the episode. She says, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. I was like, that was a fun little thing. I liked that. I'm not even someone who like loves, I am not ever someone who's drawn to little spiritual religious moments like that. But I was like, that was a pretty good one of those. That was pretty good. I like that. You know?
Yeah. I like it. You found a religion on Housewives.
I'm born again.
Yeah. You've become born again. Drew has learned, you know, she gives her little speech. We've laughed, we've cried, but there was a lot of love. What I learned today is there's perspective. And people aren't just crazy for no reason. You know, there are lots of reasons, but they're still crazy, Andy. So let's have grace. Let's have grace, guys. Let's have grace.
What about you, Peggy Cole? She's like, well, I learned how to be around very powerful women. And we may all have our stuff, but I admire every single person on these couches. Please come to Slutty Vegan. Please help us get out of the hole. Thank you.
Yeah. Angela's learned that she needs to let things go and stop chasing friendships that are dead. Shamia has learned that they need to all move with loving hearts and, you know, forgive and really move forward. Find the good in people. Cynthia's learned that she needs to clean rooms before she throws a trash. She needs to make sure rooms are cleaned.
Yes.
Finally, somebody honest. And then this is where Shamia gets up to hug her.
Okay, Cynthia, this is where it was.
Yeah, Cynthia's like, I've learned to always carry a Swiffer sweeper in my luggage just in case someone gets upset about the room. She's like, okay, we can be friends now.
Kelly she came into the season literally going through hell, and she was able to hold her head up high, mainly because she had like a contraption behind her that she keeps her upright. So
she has an arch made of pearls to keep her head high. Kay is like, well, I learned a lot. Let me tell you about this. I learned what happened. I learned if it happens, don't live tweet about it. And if you're ever questioning something, you need to say, to be a plot or not to be a plot. That is the scheme of the plan. Not my vagina.
Thank Before, you. Okay, cool, great. Before I get to Portia, I just want to say, let's be mindful of the place that we ended things before we hit the keyboards. You know what I mean? Like fun shade, not blow up the bridge shade. I want you to be able to start this season, next season, in this place, and not in a bad place. Okay, everyone? Right? See how you did this? This is great, right? It's like, yeah. So Portia says that she was glad they were all able to talk today and have new beginnings. And you know, she really thinks that this group is great. But this season was fun as hell to me. And we're a sisterhood that's going to usher in the new Housewives of Atlanta to the next level. And we got what we need in the sauce right here. She's like, guys, congratulations. You're all doing great work. Thank you for coming on to my show.
Yes. As the creator of this show, I would just like to say, it's not just me that works here. It's the caterers. It is the carpet cleaners. It is the lighting hangers. And Andy's like, well, let me just say, I had fun like I used to have back in the day.
The fuck are you talking about? You calling me an old lady? Fuck you, Andy. Come fuck this whole thing.
Okay. I just meant this was a really good time.
Okay. Well, all's well that ends well, you dumb hooker.
That's right. And that is where the season of Real Housewives of Atlanta comes to a close. And,
no, that's not where it ends. They actually bring out bagpipe people. Enough. Oh. Okay, bagpipe people. I respect your art. This is too much. You all need to learn some upbeat shit. Is every bagpipe song? Do you guys know like when the Saints go marching in?
Do you?
That was it. That was our season. Thank you, everybody, so much for being here. I'm excited to see what next season brings. Real quick, Ben, who is going to be fired? Do you think anybody?
I don't know. How about who will be back? Because I don't know who will be fired or quit or whatever. But the rumor, I saw a rumor online that Shamia is not back. So we'll have to see if that's actually true.
I think they'll all be back. I think they'll all be back. But who knows? I never get these ones right. I never guess correctly.
It's hard to say. Hard to know.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for everybody. Thanks to everybody for being here. We love you, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.